Attention, you over there, wake up. You're listening to the Truth Teller Show with James Roberts on News Caller Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for that intro, Big Mike. My name is James Roberts, the Truth Teller, and you're listening to News Caller Radio Podcast Show. I'd love to give a big shout out to Mr. G's, who's in studio. Also, our new correspondent, Big Game. What's up, Big Game? We're going to jump right into it. Top story in the headlines in the city of Hesperia. This story is like the Energizer Bunny. It just keeps on ticking. And that's in regards to Mark McKinney, the Hesperia Unified School District superintendent that was terminated without cause by the newly elected school board. Check this out. There was a nice piece done at OURHesperia.com, and their headline was, "Could Bill Holland be forced by his fellow council members to step down as mayor?" Now, if you did not have an opportunity to check that article out, the editor over at that blog did a fantastic job on the write-up on this story. It was extremely intriguing, and I was going to go ahead and link over to their site, but I didn't have time. But I want to give a shout out to the webmaster over there, because he actually linked to one of my videos that I did last week on this same topic. So I just want to give a good shout out to them. Now, this write-up was on Holland, who's the mayor of Hesperia. And it pretty much, in the beginning of the piece, it talked about how his fingerprints were all over the two candidates that ran for the school board. And that was the two winners, Rogers and Greg. So apparently he had his fingerprint, per this article, on their election win, which I did not know. So if anyone has any intel on this particular subject, if Holland actually was a official or unofficial advisor to either of the two candidates, hit us up on email at podcast@newscaller.com or hit us up on Twitter at Truth Teller Show for some interaction, because I would like to get the skinny on this story so we could go ahead and crack it wide open. So what do you think, listeners? If Holland was instrumental via a backdoor play due to retaliation on getting McKinney fired, do you think he should voluntarily just step down to save the city any bad press? So should he step down as mayor and continue to work as a councilman? Or should he just go ahead and resign altogether? So that's the question I'm posing to you, and I would like to get some interaction on this, because this is an extremely fascinating story. I heard a term out in the street the other day, which was extremely interesting. I heard that the politics in Hesperia is equivalent to the politics that are in Chicago. The city was made reference to Chicago, which is crazy considering this is a conservative town versus the big city liberal giveaway state out in the Windy City. So it was an interesting comparison. I'm sorry. I would have never kind of like pegged the city of Hesperia in this light until I actually ran for city council on this last election, and I was able to see some of the dynamics within the city and a good old boy network. I remember when I used to go down to the council and I used to talk about the cronyism, and I would be given the evil eye, more or less, and pretty much told to sit down and be quiet, and I didn't know what I was talking about. But guess what? The chickens are coming home to roost. And it looks like Holland may have his hand in this story. So it's going to be interesting how it plays out. But I will tell you this. You know what? When pressure put on weak individuals, they will crack. I know Holland. He's a retired cop. He's not going to crack because he knows the system and the game. But Cody Gregg, who's in his early 20s, once he starts being pressured, he may eventually start squealing, or Rogers may start talking. So it's going to be interesting how this play out. But we as a community, we need to get to the bottom of it and go ahead and start applying pressure and see what really went down. And if there was some shenanigans, guess what, folks? They need to go. So I'll be right back. I'm going to take my first station break.
Hey, you're listening to the Truth Tower Show on News Car Radio with James Roberts. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Truth Teller here. You're listening to News Caller Radio. Wow, what do you know about Vintage Motley Crue? You don't know nothing about that. Let that play out for a little bit. Mr. G's. You know what? I actually saw Motley Crue in the early 80s, and it was one of the best live concerts I ever went to. They were all glammed out at that time. So let's just let this ring before we come back in. All right, Mr. G's, go ahead and fade that out for me so we can get back down to business. Thank you, sir. Like I've said before, I don't have a dog in this fight, so I could care less if McKinney had been let go without cause. My only issue is, did he have due process and was there some shenanigans involved with his termination? Now, it's pretty interesting. I did a video on this topic last week via the Truth Teller Show, and check this out. Last night, I had a comment on the YouTube channel, and it pretty much paraphrasing said, I didn't know what I was talking about in regards to the district having to pay two salaries subsequently of letting McKinney go. Well, I just ponder that. Paraphrasing a little bit more, the person said that he was not fired. He was reassigned. It's pretty comical. He was reassigned. I call that actually a demotion. That's just a nice way of saying he was demoted to vice president over at one of the local high schools. So it was pretty comical. I just kind of chuckled. So prepping for this show, I pulled up some numbers. And guess what? McKinney, as superintendent, was pulling down more or less 150 GER per year. Now, as a VP of a high school for Hesperia Unified, you're pulling anywhere, you're starting somewhere around the 80 range. So, yeah, the district is going to be paying more money to have this guy reassigned because, one, they're going to have to bring in another superintendent. Okay, do you really think somebody's going to want the headache of coming in at 150 and potentially be blown out by the same people that hired them, you know, within a short duration? So I know if I went in that spot, I would ask for a pay increase from McKinney just for as a little bit of job security. That's just straight negotiation. That's the free market. Another thing that was pretty interesting about that comment was it was a new account, and the name on the account was pretty interesting. So I, out of tongue in cheek, pretty much replied to the person's comment and said, hey, you must be one of the players involved. Go ahead and send me an email so we could get your story out. So it was pretty interesting. I'm also going to be sending another, I'm going to put a line out to the board member. I think his name was Bentley, that was blown out during this last election, and try to get some info from him. Also, I'm going to be calling Cody Gregg and see if he'll give me a comment, because I want to know if Holland was a surrogate in his campaign. So that's just going to be interesting. So I'll be having another video out next week on this same topic. And I wanted to follow up on a couple of comments in that article off the local blog. It pretty much said that the remaining four council members are pretty much going to have a bargaining chip when it comes to the mayor. Mayor Holland of Hesperia, because essentially he's going to become a lame duck. He's not going to be able to resist the other council members in regards to things that they want done. Because if he resists, if they have dirt on him, they're basically going to be able to expose him for what he is. And if he is dirty, I don't think he's going to want to go against the grain. So ultimately, it's pretty much just bad for the city all the way around. So hang tight, we're going to take our final break, and when we get back, we're going to do a quick news blitz covering the hottest topics and people in the high desert.
You're listening to the Truth Teller Show. Oh, I like that name. On News Caller Radio with James Robertson.
Welcome back, everyone. James Robertson, Truth Teller. You're listening to News Caller Radio podcast show. I'm going to go ahead and move to the city of Victorville in a quick news blitz. Starting with traffic fatalities near tripled over Christmas weekend. That was via CHP. Also, Jerry Brown appointed a Victorville resident as a judge in the San Bernardino County Superior Court. So that is good news in the high desert. Moving over to the IE, do you remember last week when they were having those string of robberies and also the pawn shop got hit? Well, the fourth suspect, alleged suspect, was arrested via jail records. In addition, the city manager for Riverside found the first year in office, Scott Barber, pretty challenging. In addition, in the city of San Bernardino, Christmas robbers net $200,000 in electronics, which is like crazy. And it's fascinating. On Christmas Day, the day before Christmas, my mother-in-law called me and said that there was a gun-wielding man that triggered an evacuation at a Walmart out in Moreno Valley. So that had to be extremely scary. And it's amazing people's mindset. The local paper, I think it was the Press Enterprise, if I remember correctly, interviewed several people out there, and they actually were upset that they were inconvenienced, that the police were taking too long to clear the store out, which was amazing. That just shows you people are really into consumerism versus reality. Also, hitting a news blitz in crime for the high desert, San Bernardino County corruption case might hinge on bribery charges for the developer in Rancho Cucamonga. Also, nearly 2,000 pot plants were found, in addition to firearms, were seized in Adelanto. The Apple Valley arrest logs are out. You could visit those on newscaller.com. Also, via the Daily Press, while big retail merchandise flew off the shelves, all not was paid for. Basically, there was a lot of arrests via burglaries and shoplifters, so that's never good. And in the city of Hesperia, you know, it's nice to once in a while have a decent story. Jaime Flores, the owner of Oasis Furniture, actually is giving away mattresses to needy individuals in the high desert. So God bless you, Jaime. We need nice stories like that. Staying in the city of Hesperia, the Hesperia homeless shelter hits snag. Well, that's bad news. It's amazing. When I was running for office for city council, one of the biggest complaints were panhandlers. And I actually spoke to the captain for the Hesperia Police Department in regards to the panhandling. He said he was going to address it. Apparently, the location via the Daily Press, this was a piece I remember reading, the vacant building was stripped of electrical wire, which is crazy, and it's going to cost thousands of dollars to repair. In addition, the homeless shelter that's proposing to go into this facility requested that the city waive some of the fees. And guess what? It was a unanimous decision to say negative via the council, which is amazing. Because when it comes to large developers, the tax incentives, which is another term for corporate welfare, is flying out the door. So it's unfortunate that the homeless shelter is not part of the good old boy network. So that's going to conclude our show, and I want to thank you. That was a quick 15 minutes. It went extremely fast. So I just want to say thank you, and join us next week for our third show. Have a good day. Peace.